Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined this morning on The Morning Show with John and Hugh by Jeff Lorenowitz, midfielder for
Jeff.
The Five Stripes. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
So what's going on with you, man? How you feeling this morning?
Feeling a bit tired, to be honest. Coming from the West Coast, these early mornings are tough.
I can just imagine, man. But, hey, I just want to let you know, we appreciate you getting up this morning talking to us.
Of course. My pleasure, guys.
But, Jeff, with so much stuff that has been going on these last couple of weeks, all the white noise and all the stuff that's been happening, and for you guys to win the way that you did in Portland, to win the Campione's Cup and things of that nature, does it start to feel like it's coming together for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously from where we started, the beginning of the year, the beginning of the regular season to where we are now, I think we feel pretty good, but it's also just kind of the beginning. At the same time, I think we've gotten into a good spot, but this last stretch of the season is the most important.
Yeah, you are entering it now. Of course, you have another cup to win. That's the U.S. Open Cup. But first things first, of course, is Orlando on Friday night, and we'll get into that in just a minute. But what you brought up, this Campione's Cup, I want to go back to that. I mean, you're the reigning American champions. Now, do you consider yourselves the reigning North American champions?
I don't know. You know, they've put this tournament together to obviously foster the rivalry between Mexico and the United States. I think that Mexico and the Mexican teams are teams that we always want to compare ourselves to. And for the longest time, at least throughout my career, they've always beaten us. So for us to come out on top, I think is big. I don't know if we're the champion of North America, but certainly on that night, we were the best team.
There you go. Jeff Lorenowitz joining us as we talk a little bit about the team. So Mike Conley, I mentioned in the intro here, Jeff, says that the win at Portland was the best, in his opinion, the best road win in the regular season in Atlanta United's history.
Yeah, I heard you say that. It's got to be up there. I mean, all things considered, obviously Portland are a team that in the standings they don't look so hot, but really they're a really talented team, and they play a lot of road games at the beginning of the year, so I don't think their record really matches up with how strong they are. To go across the country with all the big games we've played recently, we said Campione's Cup and obviously the semifinal of the Open Cup and other regular season games. It was a difficult game for sure, but you know, Joseph comes out in the second half and kind of puts them away, and we held on defensively. It was a solid performance.
Yeah, no question about that. But Jeff, right now you're getting ready to go play Orlando. This team has not beaten you in ever. They haven't beaten you yet. How do you protect yourselves, especially coming off that game out there in Portland? How do you protect yourselves from not overlooking Orlando, knowing that they haven't been able to beat you yet?
You got to put all that stuff out of your head. You see it as one game. You know, you prepare yourself tactically, prepare yourself mentally, and just focus on whatever the game gives you on that day. You know, you can't think about the history and the records. You got to focus on the players in front of you and find a way to win. I think that's what we've done every game up till now against Orlando. I don't think we've said, well, we're never going to let them beat us. I think we just said on that day, we're not going to let them beat us that day. So when we go down there on Friday, it's going to be a tough game. I'm sure, especially after that semifinal, they're going to want another chance at us. But we'll focus on that game on Friday, and that's it, and hopefully come out on top.
Jeff Loreno is joining us on Sports Radio 90 to end the game. Boy, your MVP is really on a roll, and an MLS record 11 straight games that he scored in.
It's outrageous. I mean, the amount of records that I've seen him set and break and set and break again in 2.5 seasons is amazing. And like I said the other night, I think that at halftime of the Portland game, guys were a little frustrated. Some of the chances that we had and didn't put away, and it only took maybe, 30 seconds into the second half for Julian to find Joseph, and usually Joseph will take a few dribbles, go in and do something with the goalkeeper, but he just pulled up and put it in the corner, and that was it.
Do you get a sense of when you're out there on the pitch watching him that when the ball goes forward and Joseph gets a chance, do you have an expectation that just about every time that there could be a goal on the other end of it?
Yes, I do. I mean, with the ball at his feet, he's obviously very good. When the ball's in the air, he might be better. The goal he scores against New York City is a perfect example. The guy is hungry. If you give him a half an inch, he's gonna burst right through it and score a goal. And it's got to be difficult to defend for other teams. You think about him, he's the only forward we have up there, but he continues to find a way to score, and it's truly remarkable.
Jeff Loureiro is midfielder for Atlanta United on Sports Radio 92.10 The Game.
As well as you guys are playing right now, Jeff, do you feel like you're the team to beat right now?
I think we're getting there. I'm sure that teams now around the league are feeling like, you know, we're the team that we were last year a bit. When we come into places, we're feared. I don't think in the beginning of the year it was that way. I think that even within our own team, we were a little unsure of our new roles and kind of how everything was going to play out. But we're becoming more comfortable with what we're doing week to week, and guys are feeling good. And you obviously talk about people scoring goals. You know, I think that our goalkeeper, Brad, has had probably his best season at Atlanta United, and this is the best stretch he's been on. And guys are just really coming together. So if we focus on those performances, I'm sure that around the league, teams are going to continue to fear us.
We're talking with Jeff Loureiro. It's, you know, to what you just said, take me back to last year. Was there kind of, as you built towards the end of the season, was it, and I'm just going to take a stab here, Jeff, was it that the team started to believe that, hey, maybe we can win the cup to the point where you got to, hey, we are going to win this cup? Was that kind of the feeling last year? And if so, can you compare it to where you are now?
Well, I think last year was a bit different just because we were kind of almost pole-to-pole leaders in the league. You know, the supporters' shield was the thing that was swirling around us all year long, and we wanted to win every week, game to game, so we stayed on top. I think LAFC has obviously kind of captured that trophy already, almost, in a sense, and I think that there's less of a worry about that, and we can just kind of worry about our performances week to week. We can win games and not be concerned with who's around us. We're just trying to do the best for us, and I think that, you know, as we put these games together, and Campeones Cup was nice. It gave you a little flavor of what it's like to lift the trophy. We've got another final next week, and being in first place is obviously nice for now, but, you know, you give a team like us a little taste of what it means to win, and we just want more, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. I'm all down for that. Yeah, you get a little bit of taste of more. One final thing on Orlando. Are you always cautious? I mean, been a lot of players had to go down to Orlando. We saw what happened in the All-Star game. What were the fans getting a hold of mics and what they were chanting and yelling at Joseph? And we know what happened, you know, whether it was last year or a year before, was it, when we had all the trash. Anyway, I lose track. Is there a little bit of trepidation when you go down there just to be a little bit on your defensive because of the nature of what the fans tend to get, you know, into your grill a little?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about safety, we feel obviously pretty safe down there. I think that the club does a good job taking care of us, but I mean, everybody's a competitor. Everybody's an athlete. And when we walked on the field for warm-up, they had a nice little chant for Justin Meerum. And for maybe a normal person, they might feel a bit intimidated. But, I mean, we're athletes. We're competitors. Even if we're playing a game of ping pong and somebody says, I'm going to beat you, it's going to make you play a little bit better. And you saw how Joseph reacted to them booing during the All-Star game. You just kind of laugh it off and you say, I like it, you know? Give me some more of that because it's going to make me play better. It's going to make me focus more. It's going to make me want to win more. And, you know, you got guys that already want to win, and you're trying to make them want to win more. I think that that's something that just kind of plays into the athlete mentality, and we'll go down there and enjoy it.
Jeff, do appreciate you taking a few minutes. Thanks very much, Bub.
You're the man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.